WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A federal review recommends that miles of installed pipeline and downed trees be left in place after the cancellation of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Virginia Republicans complain they're being left out of discussions over how to spend more than $4 billion in federal stimulus funds. And Virginia is doing better than most other states in rent relief, but many families are still at risk. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, July 28. At least 13 organizations and one municipality have expressed interest in acquiring two statues removed from parks in downtown Charlottesville, according to city documents. Museums, battlefields, and historical sites in Virginia and beyond have expressed interest in the statues of Confederate generals Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson removed earlier this month. The city also received at least 18 expressions of interest from private citizens around the country. The Charlottesville City Council still has not decided whether ownership of the statues should be transferred to a museum or other entity, or whether the statue should be demolished. In early September, the mayor will conduct outreach with the interested parties to further evaluate their interest and resources. A federal review recommends that some 31 miles of installed pipeline and 83 miles of trees cut down for the canceled Atlantic Coast Pipeline project be left in place. The Virginia Mercury reports that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, study evaluates restoration plans submitted by the builders. FERC said that removing the installed pipe would destabilize wildlife and vegetation. The builders canceled the project in July 2020 after years of construction and opposition by landowners and environmental groups. The General Assembly will return to Richmond for a special session to determine how to spend more than $4 billion of federal stimulus money. Some lawmakers worry that they won't be able to offer much input, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
House Republicans say Democrats in control of the General Assembly are shutting them out of the process, denying them the ability to have input into how more than $4 billion of federal stimulus money will be spent. They say a select group of lawmakers is making decisions behind closed doors, and they expect everybody else to rubber stamp it. Lynchburg area delegate Kathy Byron is chairwoman of the House Republican Caucus.
They're more focused on shoving through a Northam Pelosi budget than having the legislature do its job, which is to set budget priorities.
House Minority Leader Todd Gilbert says Republicans will probably be able to make floor amendments, but he adds that's not ideal because those proposals will be considered at the 11th hour when all the decisions have already been made.
The deliberations about what's a good idea and what's not tend to happen in subcommittees and committees, and you work through all those things and you can hash out the good, bad, and the ugly and get it worked out to the point where it's a viable product. Doing that on the floor is far less than ideal.
In a written statement, House Appropriations Chairman Luke Torian says it would be impossible to thoroughly evaluate amendment submissions in such a short time frame, adding that his priority is expediency and getting relief funds where they're needed. Michael Pope.
Meanwhile, Governor Northam introduced two more spending proposals on Tuesday for the state's share of federal coronavirus relief money. He's calling for investments in clean water projects and more than $860 million to replenish the fund that pays unemployment benefits. Northam has been incrementally rolling out his spending plans ahead of the special legislative session that begins next week. The Virginia Hospitals and Healthcare Association is requesting funding from the American Rescue Plan to expand capacity in private mental health facilities. That request comes weeks after more than half of state-run hospitals announced that they would halt admissions. Patrick Larson with VPM reports.
In a letter to lawmakers, VHHA argued that the state is asking private facilities to take on cases that are more complex than they're equipped for, and said they've been unfairly criticized for not doing so. VHHA said they want to help, but are requesting $33 million to increase staffing and renovate facilities. They say the funds could open over 100 new beds. The state behavioral health system, operating at reduced capacity, is also requesting funds, including $12 million earmarked to address the bed shortage over the next 4 years. Lawmakers are meeting in Richmond next week to decide where the rescue plan funding will be spent.
Patrick Larson reporting. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now recommends that adults continue wearing masks indoors in some cases. Children in school should also continue to wear masks. The change was sparked by new data about the highly contagious Delta variant that has infected some people who are already vaccinated. Megan Pauley, also with VPM, reports.
There have been 213 confirmed COVID cases in Virginia caused by the Delta variant since last December, according to the state's Department of Health. That includes 48 infections, and those 19 are younger. During a press briefing Monday, Governor Northam did not mention any plans to reinstate a mask mandate. Instead, he urged those who aren't vaccinated yet to get a shot.
Let's look at the statistics on who's ending up in our hospitals and our ICUs and who's unfortunately dying. 97 to 99% of these individuals are those that have not been vaccinated.
Northam's press secretary said Tuesday they will thoroughly review the new CDC recommendations. Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
Finally today, almost 50,000 families have received rent relief since July of last year. Virginia may be doing better than other states, but many families are still at risk. Virginia Public Radio's Jad Khalil reports.
Senator Tim Kaine told the Virginia Housing Commission Tuesday that Virginia is the top state for allocating rent relief.
Virginia is number two in the nation out of 50 states in the amount of the federal rental relief it has allocated to renters. And you're number one out of 50 states in the percentage of the dollars that Virginia has received that have been allocated to renters.
Virginia has spent $312 million on rent relief for landlords and tenants. It's received $525 million in federal emergency rental assistance. Despite all this money ready to be used, people are still at risk. Martin Wegbright is with the Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. He's concerned that the CDC's eviction protections expire at the end of this month, which means that landlords can start eviction proceedings. But that's not all.
The rent relief, although it's extremely valuable, has a shelf life of 15 months.
That timeline matters a lot to families who applied early in the pandemic, like in April 2020.
So the 15-month clock ran out the end of June.
There is still new money coming that could cover 3 more months of rent, but many could still be at risk. The Department of Housing and Community Development encourages people to apply if they're having trouble paying for housing. I'm Jad Khalil.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Wednesday.